Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story, Arlington cops still looking for clues in the double murder of a couple of teens.
At around 10:30 on Saturday night, police were called to an apartment on Slaughter Street that had been rented out for a party on an Airbnb site. When they got there, they found an 18-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man both shot to death. The woman was later identified as Alexis Tyler. Her father had written a tribute to her on her Facebook page. The man has yet to be identified. Witnesses say they heard gunfire, people run from the apartment, and then jump in a car to speed off. This neighbor says even with the Airbnbs in that area, it's usually quiet.
It's kind of scary just because it is so close to home. Thankfully, I wasn't home. But I mean, I have a daughter, you know, a young daughter.
Arlington police are urging anyone with information to call them. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Also in Arlington, police arrest a man who was barricaded inside a home after reports of shots fired. Earlier this afternoon, police asked people in Southwest Arlington who live in the area of Sandhurst Drive to shelter in place while they worked to get this man out. According to our partners, NBC 5, when officers got to the home, that's when they found the man was dealing with some sort of emotional stress and was armed with a gun. SWAT was called out. The man eventually walked out and was taken into custody.
DA files six felonies against a possible illegal immigrant for a drunk driving wreck that put six kids in the hospital. Police say Jose Castro ran from the scene after he ran a red light and hit an SUV. One of the kids in that SUV got ejected from the car. The cops tracked him down with a police dog. The immigration says he is here in this country illegally.
Oh, the full report has been released in the August 8th drowning of a CrossFit athlete in Fort Worth.
A toxicology report on Lazar Dukic concludes his system was clean, that he had no drugs or alcohol in his blood. The medical examiner had previously ruled that his death was an accidental drowning, but it took longer to make the toxicology results available. Dukic was one of the athletes competing in the International CrossFit Games in Fort Worth. On day one, he had just participated in a 3.5-mile run before getting into Marine Creek Lake for a half-mile swim. Dukic went under just yards from the finish line and just feet from a spotter, but was not seen as he slipped underwater and did not resurface. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Most of the focus on bullet trains in Texas has been on the line that would run from Dallas to Houston, but a state lawmaker is now looking for another line to go right through the heart of Texas. State Rep. John Busey introduced a bill. would like TxDOT work up a deal to set up high-speed rail along 35 from Austin and San Antonio to the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, you've probably been hearing this all your life if you've been here in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. That includes our Christmas trees.
The Fort Worth Christmas tree is an 82-foot Norway spruce from Michigan. Sundance Square's Brian Epstein says it's taller than the tree in Rockefeller Center and the tree at the White House.
The national Christmas tree, the one outside the White House, this year's tree is 52 feet taller than the national Christmas tree.
The tree was about an hour late getting into place today, but Epstein says as long as the wind stays calm enough, they'll be able to hoist it into its spot.
The tree will settle for one day once it's up, and then they'll be putting the lights on and then the decorations on.
And he says local artists painted those decorations. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRWLD.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waxahachie woman helped her jealous boyfriend murder another man. Jury convicted her of capital murder. The sentence for Lauren Dovers, mandatory life without parole. She helped her boyfriend Trenton Adams murder a friend named Jordan Von Hoffman. Investigators say Adams got jealous and thought Von Hoffman become interested in Dovers. About a year ago, jury convicted Adams. They sentenced him to life without parole as well.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback and native Texan Baker Mayfield taking his family to court, seeking repayment of a huge loan.
It's an ongoing dispute between Austin native Baker Mayfield and his father's company, Camwood Capital Management. The lawsuit says the company has failed to live up to a settlement agreement which outlined repayment of a $12 million loan to Baker. Last year, his father agreed to turn over financial records to show where the money was spent and agreed on a repayment plan, but none of those conditions have ever been met. Baker Mayfield won the Heisman Trophy while playing at Oklahoma. He recently signed a contract extension with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers worth $100 million, half of which is guaranteed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Time now for the KRLD Cowboys Report. This is certainly different. Cowboys did something they haven't done in 6 weeks. They won.
Dang. I don't know if that was a diss or a supportive comment. I wasn't sure.
I'm just reading the words. That losing streak is over. The Cowboys shocked Washington at home. That saw 40 points scored between the two teams in the fourth quarter. The strangest play, Kevontae Turpin drops a punt, picks it up, does a spin move, and heads to the house.
And now Turpin fields the kick, deep dances, and running it out, left to the 30, to the 40, to midfield. Turpin's got the Jets going, 10-5, touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner, and everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
Boy, howdy, the Cowboys did give up an 86-yard touchdown after that. But Washington's kicker missed the extra point.
This game needs to be about who's playing and, you know, and the things we need to do to win. This game will not be about who's not here. And just take advantage of your opportunity. And then these guys, you know, you go right down the list. And, you know, you look at the way that, the depth charts were drawn up and who's playing, who's not playing. And, you know, I'm sure there's strong opinions on how this game is going to go. I'm sure we were favored by at least 12 points coming in here. But, you know, but that's why you play the game, and that's why this is the ultimate team game. It's 11-on-11, and I think our guys just do a great job of staying the course.
Next up for the Cowboys, the Giants on Thanksgiving Day. You can hear the game on 105.3 The Fan. We still have that story up on the outside of one of our windows that says it's possible the Cowboys could actually win the division.
I know
it's still mathematically possible. A lot of things have to happen.
Yes,
but you know, it's. nothing's impossible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was hearing everybody on TV talking about it this morning while I was getting ready. I was like, that's right. Keep hope alive. AAA predicting nearly 80 million people will travel this Thanksgiving. Travelers at some airports can expect their faces scanned with TSA's facial recognition technology. Some senators say they are concerned about privacy and they don't feel comfortable with the technology being tested before there's a full review. News Nation's Xavier Walton is at DFW International Airport.
Jeff Merkley and John Kennedy, along with others on Capitol Hill, sent a letter to TSA's Inspector General asking to look into the facial recognition technology. Those senators feel it poses a risk to passengers' civil liberties, saying, quote, this technology will soon be in use at hundreds of major and mid-sized airports without an independent evaluation of the technology's precision or audit of whether there are sufficient safeguards in place to protect passenger privacy, right? News Nation reached out to TSA about this exact letter. A spokesperson said, you know, they don't comment on any discussions with the inspector general.
A TSA spokesperson tells News Nation they will cooperate with any potential audits. Alex Jones is trying to prevent the owners of The Onion from buying InfoWars. CBS Janet Shamlian says he doesn't like the way that his company was sold during his bankruptcy case.
Alex Jones says that it was unfairly held and that he feels like it should have been awarded to a company that represents his interests. Now, this came after he was ordered to pay more than $1.5 billion to families of the Sandy Hook families of the Sandy Hook massacre. You'll recall that he repeatedly claimed that was a hoax, that it was staged by actors to tighten gun control laws.
A judge in Houston heard arguments in the case today and ordered another hearing in December.
Well, but a bunch of Russian teachers ended up looking pretty ridiculous, all because they followed the advice of a blogger from Belarus. Vladislav Bokin convinced a few dozen of these teachers to make and wear tinfoil hats. He told them it's the only way to protect themselves from the radiation from NATO satellites. He had disguised himself as someone high up in the Russian ruling party, ordered them to start classes to build helmets of the fatherland. These tinfoil hats, seven schools followed the orders and didn't ask any questions. Gen Z might be willing to use AI to help them in their jobs. A generation is also the most worried that AI might steal their jobs in the future. More than 60% of Gen Z workers say they believe artificial intelligence is going to be doing their jobs in the next 10 years. They worry because they've got the least experience. And the old adage, last hired, first fired. The big bosses, CEOs of companies, are the least worried about it. Only 6% say they can be replaced by AI. Blue Sky, it's the latest and hottest social media app on the market and just keeps adding more and more users. As of today, Blue Sky has seen its user base grow to more than 22.5 million people. It's also seen the number of active users go past the number of people that are posting consistently on Threads. Blue Sky's seen its app and website grow by more than 500% ever since the election 3 weeks ago. It's added more than 4 million daily users in that time. If you haven't heard about it, Blue Sky is that social media app created by the people that came up with Twitter after they sold Twitter to Elon Musk, and then he then converted it to X.
KRLD News Time 424. Let's check your money with Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
Thanks, Kristen. This report sponsored by Total Wine & More. Wall Street is warmly embracing the president-elect's pick of hedge fund veteran Scott Bessent to be Treasury Secretary. He's a market veteran who brings some predictability, according to some analysts. The Dow reached a new high today, climbing 440 points. The S&P added 18. The Nasdaq was up 51. Crude oil futures were down 3% to $69.08 a barrel. Oil prices dropped due to light pre-holiday trading and diminishing risks from the Middle East conflict. A potential ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah could reduce the likelihood of U.S. sanctions on Iranian crude. And President-elect Trump and his transition team are said to be crafting an executive order that would lift a moratorium on natural gas export permits that were put in place by the Biden administration. Sources tell Bloomberg it's part of a broader package on actions on U.S. energy planned for Trump's early days in office. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.